Good morning and shalom. We still continue to learn about fellowship. It is the desire of God that the children live together in harmony and they live together with their father. That is what we call fellowship. Fellowship has got two dimensions. The vertical one, what we call the vertical dimension of fellowship. This is the one that we are able to relate with our Father, with God. And we are able to fellowship with Him. We are able to have a time together. And number two, we've got what we call the horizontal dimension of fellowship, which we are able to relate with one another. We are able to reach out to our brothers and our sisters. We are able to have a time together to stay together, eat together, worship together, walk together, visit each other. It's called one another dimension. The Bible has to say so much about the one another. Probably, I want to add maybe another dimension, not only two, we had another one. The downward dimension, the one that we relate with the rest of the world. With the rest of the world. This book of John, and we want to learn from John 2, verses 1 to 14, and we want to allude just a little part in verse in chapter 1 also of 1 John. We have been looking at how do we confront heresy. Heresy and which we are calling cancer, the cancer of heresy. The cancer eats up the truth. The cancer eats up the cells, the good cells. And then those cells multiply without order. So this cancer, which is the lie that was perpetuated by a number of people in the church that John was writing to, claiming that Jesus could not be a man. That was the lie, that Jesus, God, could not come in human form. And because God could not come in human form, they said that the body or anything that is physical is evil. And because they looked at the body as evil, they gave the body to immorality, loose living. They gave the body into living without God's desire, with bad conduct. So there was not good conduct, there was not good behavior amongst men and women and children. The body was not taken care of. The body was given to drinking. The body was given to immorality. The body was given to prostitution because it's evil. And as they said, God, Jesus cannot be in the body. That was the Greek philosophy of then. It's very unfortunate that the church could be able to take the philosophy of the neighboring world, and they fail to become the true light. They fail to become a city on a hill. They fail to become the salt to the world because of that. We should be able to confront this cancer as we stayed in stage one, meaning as soon as we discover those lies. Heresies are deceptions. Heresy is a lie. heresy is mixing lie with the truth, sometimes so subtly that you cannot be able to tell the difference. And today, we want to look at what this cancer does. This cancer, these lies make the church to miss the mark in three dimensions. Remember, sin is about missing the mark. Heresy is sin, is introducing sin. And it makes us, or makes the fellowship, to miss the right mark in three dimensions. Number one, it makes us to miss the mark of connecting with the gods. Now, this is what we call, it eats up what we call the word of life. You see, we connect with God ideally by what we call the word of life. The word of life. They all start with, you know, with L, letter L. So we miss the mark to connect with God. The church is, you know, the children are not able to, you know, to meet with their father because the word of life is eaten up. And so we miss that mark of connecting with God. Number two, this heresy that Jesus cannot be man, Jesus did not incarnate, Jesus not come in human, in Emmanuel, makes the church to miss the mark of living together horizontally because the word of love is eaten up. This cancer eats love. It does not only eat life, the life of a cell, the life of a fellowship. It also eats the love. The love is the one that connects a brother to a brother. It connects a sister to a sister. It connects the father to the son. It horizontally connects with us, with one another. It makes us to have fellowship. It makes us to teach each other. It makes us to visit each other. It makes us to have you know, ministry to one another. It makes us to come to the aid, you know, to the welfare of one another. It makes the church to welcome each other. That love is eaten up. Number three, the cancer of heresy eats our relationship with the world. We are supposed to be, because it eats the word of light, that L, it eats up the light of the world. So we become in the dark. We are no, we cannot have the distinction between the believers and the unbelievers because they're in darkness and we come and we get in darkness. We become like them. We desire to be like them. Instead of lighting them up, instead of coming and becoming a lighthouse or a house or a city built on a hill, we come and conform to them. The word of light is eaten up. Dear people, we need to confront this because this cancer will eat our relationship with the Father, with relationship with one another, with the brothers and sisters, with the children, and our relationship with the world. And we need to confront it. So John, especially in John chapter 2, he also talked about, my children, I write this so that you will not sin. You know, he's talking about the sin because heresy is sin. And so he says, what can we do so that we can be able to confront this? We need to do at least two things. One, we need to confess our sins with one another. We need to acknowledge that we have been taken astray. We have been led astray by this doctrine. And we acknowledge it. We acknowledge that this sin, this heresy has come into us. This east has come into the door before it is going to leaven the whole of the body of Jesus Christ and become all sinful. We need to acknowledge that that has come, and we deal with it immediately. And so we need to acknowledge it. We need to confess this sin to one another. That's what John talks about, especially in chapter 1 of 1 John, that we acknowledge it and we confess this sin to one another. Not only that, but if anybody does sin, we discover that we have sinned, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only ours, but also the sins of the whole world. So now we need, number two, not only to confess the sins to one another horizontally, we need now to call our advocate, Jesus. We cry to him. We tell him, Lord, we are sinking. Come to our aid. Come to our aid. If that happens, I tell you, we'll be able to come up again. Remember when Peter was sinking, he cried to Jesus and Jesus lifted him up. You see, John says that we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, the love of God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Now, I want you to understand that because of this sin, of heresy, because of this cancer of heresy, it produces three levels of the church, of the fellowship. Or we discover there are three levels of the church, as John is putting us. And especially, look at this. I am writing to you, dear children. These are the three levels which we want to finish up with, three levels in a fellowship. And this will determine how the heresy will take place. The first level is the one John is writing. I'm writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I'm writing to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the world. Now, these are the three levels in a fellowship. Level number one is called dependent believers. Dependent believers. Dependent believers are the ones that John is calling children. Children are always dependent. It's always for us to know that God does not want us to remain dependent on one another. Cursed is one who lives depending on himself or others. We need to be dependent on the Father alone. But you see, this first level of dependence is the one that we have not yet grown. We have not yet developed maturity. We have not yet known, we cannot be able to tell the difference when the enemy introduces this heresy, when this seed of heresy is planted. We cannot know. We take everything. You have seen people being called and they are moving en masse. They do not ask themselves a question, where am I going? So that's the first level, the level of dependency. The second level is the one he's calling, I'm writing to you, young men. Young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one. Now, this is the level we call the independence level. The level where you are able to love God. You are a strong person. He called them the level of young men. The level of young men is the level where you get strong, is the level you are able to read the word for yourself, is the level you allow the word of God to dwell in you. This is a good level where you internalize the word of God, where you are able to oppose all the heresies as they come. You can be able to say no to that. That's why he says that you have overcome the evil one. It is the evil one who introduced heresies in the fellowship. And the independent people are able to stop it. They are not like children. They are not just dependent. They don't depend for somebody to keep on praying for them, reading the word of God for them, doing the disciplines for them. They are actually engaged in spiritual disciplines. They can pray. They can fast. They can, have communion. They can have fellowship. They can have discipleship for themselves and all that. That's the second level. The third level is the one that we call the fathers. It's called the interdependence level. The interdependence level is the one you're not depending on others. You are not just depending on yourself, or you're not able to oppose the work of the devil, but you are standing in for another. Hallelujah. Others depend on you. And I want you to know, dear people, we need to grow to this level where others can depend on us. Our children in faith can depend on us. We can be able to refute. We can be able to identify these heresies in our children and help them and take them out from this. Father, grow us up so that we can be able to depend on you and to help others depend on us, and we can be able to fight for our children when this heresy comes in Jesus' name.